views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Finally, a light shines on Lyme disease. Limelight Radio with Katina Makris is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential to expand awareness and activate change to eliminate Lyme disease for good. Limelight Radio is a much-needed venue for the USA's number one fastest-spreading infectious illness. Katina is an award-winning author, a natural healthcare practitioner with over 30 years' experience, and most importantly, a healing force with her own personal Lyme journey. Be part of a movement to help end the suffering and confusion surrounding Lyme disease and begin to take action. Now here's your host, Katina Makris.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Katina Makris, and welcome to Limelight Radio. What a fantastic show we have in store for us today. We have a woman who I'm going to interview who I think so highly of. Connie Strassheim is really a leading figure in terms of what true healing is really about. And she and I share a kinship of spirit in our understanding. So for me, this is going to be a fun interview. And for all of you listening, I hope you learn a wealth of knowledge, because healing is a journey and you can be an active participant in your healing journey. So let me tell you about Connie. She's so fantastic. Author of 7 books on holistic wellness, including Lyme disease, cancer, detoxification, nutrition, chronic illness, and spiritual healing. Connie is also a copywriter and physician podcast interviewer for the Alternative Cancer Research Institute, an organization dedicated to alternative and integrative treatments of cancer. Her most widely recognized books are on chronic Lyme disease, including the best-selling Insights into Lyme Disease Treatment, and her recent book, Beyond Lyme Disease, Healing the Underlying Causes of Chronic Illness in People with Borreliosis and Co-Infections. And Connie's got a new book coming out with Dr. Cowden, fabulous book, Create a Toxic-Free Home and Body Starting Today. And this is a book giveaway show. So today, listeners, please call in. Connie is so generous. She is going to give complimentary books. First half of the show, we're giving out copies of Beyond Lyme Disease. Call 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819, to get some of Connie's beautiful books. So, Connie, welcome to Limelight Radio.
Well, thank you, Katina. It's an honor to be here with you today.
Oh, it's my great pleasure. I know you and I live at opposite ends of the country. I'm in New England, and you're out west, but yes. We both know about this Lyme disease story and how it is maiming so many lives.
Oh, yes, we do. Yeah. Gosh. Well, I am just excited to be here because my heart just goes out to everybody who has been suffering with this disease. And, you know, as you may be well aware, I went through a battle with chronic Lyme for about 10 years. And, you know, I sometimes tell people that it took my 30s out from under me. But during that time, I really learned a lot, and I've been using what I learned during that time to help others, which has just really been fantastic.
Yeah, so Connie, you know, I have several different things I'd love to talk to you about today, but why don't we start with your story, because you have a really powerful story, and I think it's something that listeners need to hear, because you really had to dig deep, and there was some absolutely beautiful awakenings that occurred in your story. Do you mind sharing it with us?
Yeah, sure. So I used to be a flight attendant for United Airlines and traveled around the world. And one day in 2004, I woke up in the middle of the night with heavy pounding heart, bunch of symptoms. And I went to the ER because my heart wouldn't slow down. And it wasn't fear. It's just something was going on. And they told me I was dehydrated. So So they sent me home, and the next day I wakened with such severe chronic fatigue that I couldn't go to work. And basically, over the next year, I saw 14 doctors, none of whom knew what was wrong with me, and it was like I had just crashed with a bunch of symptoms, the brain fog, depression, fatigue, digestive problems, you name it. And no one, you know, I got all the typical diagnoses from chronic fatigue syndrome to fibromyalgia to depression. And finally, one doctor about a year later told me I had Lyme disease. And so that's when my world just caved in and I lost everything. I had to sell my home, quit my job. And I just kind of went like, okay, what do I do now? Began self-treating with herbal remedies and some other things. And in the meantime, I started a blog on Lyme disease. And after a few years, I decided to do a book because I realized that there weren't a lot of doctors out there that knew how to treat Lyme. And so I moved to Costa Rica because I could no longer afford life in the United States. I went down there and I began to interview doctors for what became my best-selling Lyme disease book, Insights into Lyme Disease Treatment. And I really think it helped a lot of people because suddenly there was a book out there with a doctor's perspective on how to treat chronic Lyme, because at that time there weren't that many books out there. And
no.
Yeah.
That's when I was crashing too, Connie. Coincidentally, I was crashing in 2004, and Dr. Buhner's book was the only one really that I had at that point.
Yeah.
Were you interviewing doctors in Costa Rica and United States at the same time?
Well, what I was doing is I was living in Costa Rica, but I was interviewing the doctors in the United States through Skype. And if you can imagine me, I'm in this little one-bedroom apartment in Costa Rica. It's raining every day. You know, I'm isolated, just living this quiet life there. And I just had this idea, and I said, I don't know if this is going to work, but I'm just going to do it. I had written a novel before. I'd done some travel writing and things, and I just thought, okay, I'm going to do this. And I found these doctors that were willing to interview. And and so that's kind of how that went. And then my journey was quite long because I didn't always get the help I needed. I didn't always have the finances to pay for treatments. And so I went a lot of years trying to self-treat, which was not really a good thing, because even though I knew a lot about medicine, it's hard to know what your body needs if you're not getting tests, if you're not having a doctor looking at you. And there's so many things to do. As you know, you have to support your body. You've got to take nutrients and, you know, just do all these things. And so finally, when my Insights into Lyme Disease book started to sell, I was able to move back to the United States, afford some treatments, and I've basically done everything. And I have to tell you, the antibiotic route, I did that for about 15 months, and while it really helped to knock down the pathogen load, I didn't feel any better by the time I was done. And I know there's some people that need the antibiotics. I totally understand that. But for me, there were so many other factors, so many other things that were going on that needed to be addressed, that the doctors that I was able to see over the years, they couldn't address all of those factors. And so when I was able to finally do that, and I'm talking things like balancing my hormones, you know, getting my neurotransmitters back into alignment, detoxing my body, just cleaning up my diet, then I started to really see some improvement.
Isn't that so the case? You may have heard me say this on a prior show, but I say this all the time when I'm out speaking. This is the infectious illness epidemic of the 21st century. It's the one of our era. You know, it was AIDS before that, polio before that, diphtheria. You can look back, see every 30, 35 years there's an infectious illness epidemic. This one, Lyme disease and co-infections, are saying, wake up, America. We need a new healthcare model. This illness asks us to unite the diagnostics and pharmaceutical weaponry of traditional allopathic medicine with the restorative therapeutics of natural medicine, because two hands working together are better than one.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I even say to people with Lyme disease, if you can afford it, sometimes you need several healthcare practitioners on your team, because oftentimes the doctors that know how to treat the infections in chronic Lyme disease may not be so skilled at another aspect of recovery, like the hormones, or which in and of itself is a huge topic, it's a huge thing. And so for me, it was really relying on several different resources to get better. But it's a difficult thing because a lot of people, it's very costly to treat. It's a very expensive disease, and that's partly because the CDC doesn't recognize it as a chronic illness. And so, you know, people's insurance plans, they don't pay for treatment, and a lot of people go without treatment. But, not just that aspect of it makes me sad. But I still think that, you know, there's so much information coming out on it now that I think there is more hope for people, you know, because of education, because it's like when you and I got sick, there weren't that many books out. There was information on the Internet, but not like what you see today. And so I think, fortunately, as more resources come out, more doctors become educated, and then, you know, people can find doctors that they can go to, maybe which they can afford, or things that they can do themselves at least to try to improve their symptoms.
Yes, I hear you, Connie. And it's true. You know, like you, well, I first got sick in 2000, but 2004 was when I became bedridden. Again, even, you know, no one doctor at that point in time where I was in northern New England had all of the pieces. I had to do the patchwork quilt. The MD for blood testing, the herbalist and naturopath to put me on great supplements and rebuild and do metabolic profile analysis and find out where all the depletions and damage were, the acupuncturist to realign, you know, different systems, get my, you know, chi back in the right place, the homeopath to fine tune my system, the cranial sacral therapist to, you know, get my nervous system, poor nervous system. It was such a wreck. But, you know, I agree with you. I think the tides are slowly, slowly starting to turn. We're awakening. There's so much you and I can talk about. And, you know, I really want to bring this into people's consciousness and focus because there are a lot of resources out there. It will be wonderful when we kind of coalesce under, you know, clinics and centers that have all of this under one roof the way they do in Germany and other parts of the world. But time for a station break. So, Connie, stay with me. We're just getting into the good stuff. Thank you for sharing the beginning of your story. Listeners, tuned. Call in 800-930-2819 for a copy of Connie's wonderful book, Beyond Lyme Disease. We'll be right back. This is Limelight Radio with Katina.
Change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Dave Blanchard, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here.
Oh, thank you. It's a privilege to be with you. You can go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble. The books are there. Today I Begin a New Life, The Observer's Chair. We have a brand new website. And with the new website, we are releasing the latest version of the Intentional Creation Assessment. This is an assessment unlike you've ever taken. It goes below the level of all of those things and measures how you think. It's the first time we've been able to identify with laser accuracy where our habits of thinking are serving us and where they may be sabotaging us. This is my labor of love, perfecting this axiological mathematical science that measures how we think. And write this down, office@augmandino.com, and just say, I would like a free code. And next week when it's released, I will have my office send you a free code to take the assessment. You ever feel like you're crashing into a glass wall? You ever felt that way? You just don't know what it is. When I send you the code, you take the assessment, you'll know.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high-quality homeopathic, such as Pecanus Bigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
Thank you to my great producer, Jessica Henderson, today. Great music, Jessica. That was another Sam Cooke tune. So listen, we're talking with Connie Strassheim, who is such a wealth of knowledge, a Lyme survivor herself, a fantastic author, someone that public speaks and communicates all around the country for us on behalf of this surging epidemic. And it's my honor to have you on Limelight Radio. This show's just been booming, Connie. I can't tell you. I got the sweetest email from Belgium a couple weeks ago that the support group in Belgium actually gathers together in the evening to listen to Limelight Radio together each week. It's in the evening overseas when you think about when it airs.
That's awesome.
Isn't that awesome? I'm so delighted. We get listeners in Norway and Australia and all around. This has been a fabulous, fabulous forum. So, but back to what we're talking about. You've really worked and studied this illness to the nth degree here, and especially at the individual level. Like, why some people are so prone to getting so ill. So what do you believe makes some people get so sick from the Lyme bugs?
Yeah, well, you know, Katina, in the hundreds of people with Lyme disease that I've talked to over the years, I've noticed that there seem to be like two camps of people with Lyme disease. And the first are people for whom the bugs are primary in the symptom picture. And so when you treat them with antibiotics or antimicrobials, they tend to get better. And then there's another camp, which I would say is most of us, that have other factors, underlying factors, besides the Lyme disease organisms causing illness. And a lot of times what I think happens is that there is a susceptibility in the body to becoming ill, and that could be from a trauma, it could be from another factor like mold toxicity, or some other assault that makes a person susceptible to manifesting symptoms of chronic Lyme. And I say this because there are a lot of people out there that carry the infection. They're carriers, and so you can find evidence of the infection in their body, but they're symptom-free because their immune systems are strong. And so I think the question is that we have to ask is, what was it that caused the immune system to break down? And Lyme disease in and of itself can do that. I think those organisms, depending on the virulence of the infection, you know, how severe it is, you can have a breakdown in the immune system just from that alone. But for a lot of us, I think there's a breakdown in the spirit that can occur early in life. I've met a lot of people with chronic Lyme disease that have been sufferers of childhood trauma or some other severe trauma in their life, which was the trigger, the predisposing trigger to developing symptoms from Lyme. And what I found, that was certainly the case for me, and what I found was that I really had to go there and address that component in order to get well. But there are many other things that make people with chronic Lyme disease sick besides just the infections.
Yes, it's so true, isn't it? I mean, I look at my very own story, and I hate to talk about myself all the time. But
no, it's interesting. Your story is fascinating.
But you know what? I think when you have taken the journey, the Persephone journey, into the underworld, into Hades, which I did, and you did too, when we left the land of light and living and happiness, and we took that underworld journey. You know, I was down there for 5 years in the dark, bedridden for three, hopeless, despairing, like you. I did not have childhood trauma, which I am grateful for, but I had a very frightening first marriage in my 20s that, you know, I almost died from. I won't go into the vivid details, but it was one of those, you know, very frightening, violent situations, and it set up major panic and terror in my system. I actually think I was infected early in my 20s because I had wicked neck pains and migraines and anxiety attacks. This was, you know, when I was just fresh out of college, happy-go-lucky, you know, one of those people that everyone loved, always the sunny one. And how on earth all of a sudden I had this year of, you know, wicked pains, neck aches, et cetera, rallied, recovered, went on for many years, actually almost 20 years with good health, so to speak. And I agree with you. I think that trauma set my poor adrenal glands into major fight or flight mode. And I'd love to talk about the adrenal glands with you. They're like my little pets. I think they're a big player in this illness. And, you know, they're only meant to secrete like these infinitesimal amounts of adrenaline for fight or flight, a near accident, falling down the stairs, whatever. But when we live under stressful, you know, frightening or tense, even heavy commuting traffic daily, there we are pumping adrenaline. And then our anti-inflammatory steroids don't get produced at proper levels. And then our hormones aren't triggered to cue in at the right time. And I think it's a setup then, as you said, for when an invasion of a microbe gets in our body, then, part of our endocrine system and our immune function is not tip-top.
Yes, absolutely. And you know, Katina, your story parallels mine because in addition to the trauma that I suffered from in childhood, like you, in my 20s, I got sick right after a series of events that triggered that fight-or-flight response in me. And one of them was that I was working in New York when 9/11 happened. I was a flight attendant for United, and I knew those people that died on those airplanes. And then following that, you know, I had a boyfriend who threatened my life and a couple other things, and that set the stage for an anxiety disorder. I began to feel panic constantly, and I knew instinctively if I couldn't get that panic under control that my body was going to break down, and that's what happened several years later. And so I always tell people, you know, they say, well, you have adrenal fatigue because of the Lyme. Well, no, sometimes the adrenal fatigue will set you up for Lyme. And so you have to get to the cause of the stressors, and you've got to support the adrenals in order to recover. And that's why in my book, Beyond Lyme Disease, I talk about adrenal fatigue as one of the reasons why people can become susceptible to symptoms from Lyme and other factors. And a lot of people today have adrenal burnout. I mean, we really do, just because of not just the stress we're under, but the environment. When you talk about stress, I mean environmental factors, environmental toxins, you know, our hurried lifestyle, lots of things. And so I really, one of the things I talked about in Beyond Lyme besides that was just the whole endocrine, neuroendocrine connection, because when you get adrenal fatigue, like you said, it breaks down the immune system, and then it affects your thyroid, causes your thyroid to slow down its metabolic activity, and then that creates more problems, and it's kind of like this whole domino effect. And
Totally, isn't it? It's like I often, you know, when I was 13 years old, believe it or not, I worked as a candy striper in the hospital. I was always the caretaker that took in the wounded bunny and the, you know, the poor stray cat and this and that. And I wanted to be an endocrinologist at age 13. I mean, who on earth dials into that? But I'm fascinated about this system because it's like a symphony. It's like, you know, the woodwinds have to come in at just the right time, or the horns. Otherwise, the symphony sounds like a disaster. And it's like that within our very own body with the endocrine system. It's a beautifully calibrated, fine-tuned network of glands. And, you know, people have to kind of think back to biology and physiology, but pituitary, thymus, thyroid, pancreas, adrenals, reproductive organs. And, you know, and as you just so beautifully set us up in an explanation with that stress load, we live in our fast-paced westernized culture, our poor adrenals, we don't get the quietude and serenity and that inner time that we need to slow down and let our systems recalibrate, do we?
Mm-hmm. No, we really don't. And there's stimulus. There's constant stimulus. There's a really good book on adrenal fatigue written by Michael Lamb. He's a medical doctor, and he talks about the way we live today and the constant stimulus. Our bodies were not designed for that. And my whole point, and another one of the reasons why I wrote Beyond Lyme Disease, was to make the point that don't treat things like adrenal fatigue and, you know, toxicity and these other things I mentioned in the book as sort of side, you know, adjunct problems that you get when you have Lyme disease, because if you do, then, and your focus always remains on the bugs, you may be missing the point. And so, because sometimes it's like, yeah, the bugs are primary, but sometimes you really got to look at the issues in your soul, you've got to look at the toxins, you've got to look at your nutritional deficiencies as much as anything else. I mean, I just had a doctor find out last year that I had dangerously low levels of cholesterol, and I was thinking, why did nobody pick up on this? For, you know, because your body needs cholesterol to make the steroid hormones, and my cholesterol was under 100, which is, it's scary low, and so I really found that I needed to pay attention to those things, to recovering the adrenals, to creating balance again in my body by giving it what it was missing, you know, rather than just taking stuff out of it, being the bugs.
So very true. I mean, and it is in some instances, like you pointed out earlier, when we've got advanced neurological symptoms or it's hit our heart, you know, I don't want people not to get the antibiotics, as you said, if they just really need to knock down that pathogen load, or, you know, very effective herbals. Great product line by Susan McCamish, Beyond Balance Herbs, Dr. Cowden's Herbs. There are a lot of different protocols when we get in the hands of the right practitioner. We need that supervision, though, in terms of, you know, what you know, antimicrobials are necessary. But I'm so supportive of your philosophy here, Connie, in helping people understand that this illness is a multi-systemic, multi-dimensional, and a human condition that requires work on many, many planes. And, you know, you're a living example, and your work is a beautiful testimony of how we can thrive and use our own resiliency and tools to reclaim our lives. So let me mention the book again and our phone number before we go to station break, so our callers can come in and get a copy of Beyond Lyme Disease by Connie Strassheim. 800-930-2819. Fabulous book. Fabulous women. Stay with me, Connie. We've got a lot more to talk about. Listeners, I hope you're on the edge of your seat. This is Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. We'll be right back.
A change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high-quality homeopathic, such as Pecanus Bigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
A change gonna come.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio. This is Katina Macris, and we're visiting with Connie Strassheim. What a beautiful show. We are learning so much. Connie is a wealth of knowledge, and I want to have you listeners now in the second half of our show. Connie has been kind enough to share with those of you who call in complimentary copies of her brand new book, called Creating a Toxin-Free Home and Body Starting Today. So this is a fabulous book and right off the presses. So 800-930-2819. Call in, leave your address, and Connie will get one of her brand new books off to you. So Connie, let's get back into talking. Oh my gosh, I could go on for hours with you.
I know, me too.
Oh my gosh. So, you know, you and I are blessedly fortunate to have made beautiful recoveries. You know, I'm back to tippy-top health, travel the world, you know, swim a mile, happy as a clam, you know, good spirit, and I turned my life around. It took a lot of work. I know you worked hard, too, to turn your life around. Tell me, in your opinion, Connie, why do you think some people are able to rise from Hades and journey back out up to the land of the light and living and regain their health? And why do you think some people actually can't make that journey out or struggle with it? What are the pieces?
Well, Katina, I think there could be various factors at play. And the first one I would just say is that some people just flat out have a more complicated condition. Some people have a lot of comorbid conditions, like the mold toxicity that I mentioned. They have a lot of nutritional deficiencies. They have methylation defects and problems. They've got multiple systemic infections. And, you know, I've always heard Lyme disease doctors say that the more infections you have, the more complicated it is. But I also think there's more to it. I think some of it comes down to, well, first of all, emotional support. I think it's really difficult for people to recover if they don't have emotional support from family and friends. And unfortunately, that's a lot of people with Lyme. But if that's the case, I always encourage people to reach out to others, to find a church they can belong to, a group of people that will support them, because that support is so essential. And if you're isolated at home, you don't have contact with the outside world, if your only friends are on Facebook, I think we need that that human contact. And so that's one thing. But then the other thing is, I think it can come down to a belief system. It's really easy to go into hopelessness when you've been sick for a long time. And so there are people that I think they, you know, the words that come out of their mouth are, I'm never going to get better. I don't know what to do. And when it's this, the constant, when you're constantly affirming the negativity and the hopelessness, I think that can be a challenge. And those kind of beliefs, I think, actually start earlier, are a result of things that have happened to people earlier in life quite often. It's kind of set them up for this hopelessness mentality that can be really difficult to break. But, you know, I always say it's not impossible, because I was one of those people. In fact, I'm still one of those people sometimes. But I, when I realized, you know, I spend a lot of time in prayer. The first thing I do in the morning is pray to God, and it's meditative prayer. I listen to hear what God's going to tell me for that day, and it was like he told me from day one, I need you to learn how to change your thoughts. And I was like, wow, tall order, and then change the belief system behind those thoughts, because I think sometimes there is also a belief system like, it's not safe to be in the world, people are going to reject me, you know, if I'm out there. And sometimes the body can default into sickness to avoid facing things that have happened to them. And so those are just some things that I've observed.
I hear you. You know, our being is so very wise, and you know, we were given these innate skills of, like you said, belief, of self-love. Some people call that confidence. We have willpower. We have creativity. We have trust and faith. And it's hard sometimes if we've had a difficult upbringing where we got negated or criticized, or, you know, I used to have the poor me thing where I'd feel sorry for myself, and it was easy for me to get vulnerable and feel hopeless, like you said. And learning how to access belief, which, as you said, can easily be instigated with prayer, which can come from surrounding yourself with people that are positive by joining, as you said, a prayer group, a meditation group. I mean, I limped off into a writer's group, just managing to be there for an hour just to get my creative juices going. These are very, very intrinsic, powerful energies that we can, you know, reset or recalibrate within. And if anyone's read Bruce Lipton's book, Biology of Belief, that book can turn your life around, because when you learn that your belief system actually triggers the neurotransmitters, the good ones, the serotonin and the dopamine in our brain, which gets so depleted with the Lyme bugs because they love the fatty acids in the nervous system. When you can bring belief, as you said, and prayer and meditation into your world, you're actually creating healthy neurotransmitters.
Right, right. And new neural pathways, because what happens is we kind of get programmed by negative beliefs, and there are literally networks that, you know, neural pathways that are created based on those beliefs. But the exciting news is that you can literally create new pathways by learning to speak life-giving words to yourself. But I think sometimes we've got to address it at the belief level, and we have to say, what have been the false beliefs, the unhealthy beliefs that I've embraced, and what is the truth? What would God say about me? Because I believe in a God who loves us, who always continually speaks life and hope into us, and who will empower us to overcome that negative programming if we allow him to do that. But it's certainly not an overnight process. I mean, I am by no means a finished work, but, you know, people who know me now would say that, my gosh, you're a different person than you were 10 years ago.
Isn't it interesting? I bet. I mean, I can see you. I haven't met you in real life, but I have seen your gorgeous picture.
Oh, thank you.
And I can, yeah, you are a stunning beauty. And I can see you flying the world. And, you know, I know what it's like, flight attendants. My mom was a stewardess in the heyday back in the late 40s,
oh, wow.
early 50s. Yeah. And, I mean, your time zones and all of that stuff and, you know, moving at accelerated rate of races of speed that are, you know, our body likes the earth vibration, which is a very much slower, you know, parasympathetic dominant energy frequency versus that jet travel the helter-skelter life. And as you said, your belief system, it's not an overnight process to make these changes. Is there like a sentence or a mantra or a little prayer that you like that you think that others could write down or, you know, find their own version of that you might share with us?
I think I like what just comes to mind is that all things are possible to them that believe. And mine obviously comes from a Christian perspective, but that's what Jesus Christ said in the Bible, is that all things are possible to them that believe. And that it is God that works in you to will and to do. So in other words, when you feel like you don't have the will and that you can't do, when you go and you surrender to God, God can help you. And that's just, and it's really a supernatural thing. And so, you know, that's what I have found. And I got to just say, when I was at a Lyme disease conference in 2009, listening to these complicated protocols on how to treat Lyme, and I just thought, wow, this is crazy. And I felt like God said to me, I still heal people divinely today. That same power that lived in Jesus Christ still lives in those that follow him as their Lord and Savior today. And so he began to tell me that people could be healed through prayer. And so I began a prayer group and I began to pray for people. And I saw a couple complete recoveries from Lyme disease. But I just, you know, I believe in that. I believe that if we seek God, that the paths, our doors are open. Where we don't see a way out, there a way will be provided for us. And so that's why I continue the prayer group today. I do a prayer conference call once a month, and I see things happen. You know, it's not always like an instant, miraculous, 100% healing, but there are always shifts and changes because people become hopeful. It's like they receive hope, they receive peace, and then there is a healing that takes place in the body when you have that hope.
Yes, hope is a powerful tool. It's one of the reasons I started Limelight Radio, because I wanted to bring hope to people, because you know, hope is very, very powerful, and it brings so much to us. And tell us, if you could, Connie, how can people join your monthly prayer sessions that you lead?
Yeah, so I post an announcement on Facebook. It's the last Wednesday of every month. And if they want to get on the email list, because I also send out an email every month, they can email me at connie9824@aol.com. And I'm actually going to be getting a new email, but that's the one people still write to, which I've had for years. So connie9824@aol.com, or they can find me on Facebook. And it's really, even though the group is from a Christian perspective, people of all faiths are welcome to attend, because, you know, God loves everybody. So
yes, thank you, Connie. And yeah, and you know, God is a word, as you said, from the Christian faith, but other people have, you know, the universe or great spirit or Allah, or, you know, there's different words, different, you know, Buddha, whatever works. We are tapping into the higher power, into the divine, and the energy is available to us. So thank you for creating that conduit for people and a place for them to join you and reach into that beautiful, that sacred space of energy. So listeners, stay with us. This is Limelight Radio, excuse me, with Katina. We're visiting with Connie Strassheim. We'll be right back for our last segment of the show today. It's really been beautiful. Thank you, Limelight Radio. Be right back.
Knocking me back down on my knees.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimeLightRadio.com. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, 800-203-3775.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to the hit show, Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life with intuitive energy healer and medium Lynn Brown on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to bring the magic of soul into every aspect of your life. Learn how to use spirit tools and experience the immediate connection with yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual abilities as you are guided on the pathway to success and joy. Visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, the letter U, intuit.com. And get into it now.
It's been a long time coming, but I know.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio, everyone. What a fantastic show today. I hope you are loving it. Beyond Lyme disease, it is not all about the bugs. Visiting today with the wonderful, gifted Connie Strassheim. We just had a beautiful discussion about the spiritual aspects, the process of belief and hope, and what higher power, what divine guidance can bring into our lives as we walk this healing journey. The Lyme road is an arduous one for many of us. It takes us way deep down to our soul center. It asks for transformation. We need to move into deep places we never knew existed. We have to let go of old ways, of structures, of belief systems, of our home, of our money, of our jobs, of our IRAs. So many of us go through profound transformation through this illness. And ultimately, too, we need to clean up our bodies. We need to look at issues like Connie mentioned with molds, with other toxins that happen to be present, whether it's PCPs or too many pesticides and additives in our foods. And we also have emotional toxins. So this brings me to perfect point. I want to mention Connie's new book and remind listeners, tune in and actually call right now to the station, 800-930-2819, if you'd like a copy of Create a Toxin-Free Home and Body starting today. Connie, let's get into this topic. This is key with so many people struggling with chronic tick-borne diseases and actually a lot of chronic illness. I mean, it could be anything. It could be fibromyalgia. It could be cancers. It could be lots of things. Toxins are a huge issue in modern-day society. Tell me more.
Yeah. Yes. So toxins are one of the foremost causes of most chronic and degenerative diseases, I think, today, and certainly a heavily contributing factor to the Lyme disease symptom picture. And I just mean there's, when we say toxins, there are, like you said, there can be emotional toxins, and because the body will literally store toxic emotions. And they have, certain doctors believe that physical toxins get stored where the emotional toxins are. And so as you heal from emotional stuff, sometimes your body will release the physical toxins. But as far as, you know, and so in the, you know, a few minutes ago when we were talking about just belief systems and thoughts and things. I think as we get our beliefs rewired and we begin to think the right thoughts, then our body can release some of those emotions. And by the way, I have to say forgiveness is a big part of that, because a lot of us have anger against ourselves, our bodies, other people, God, because of things that have happened to us. And so by releasing those things through forgiveness, oftentimes it causes the body to release physical toxins as well. But anyway, in the book that I wrote with Dr. Cowden, we describe mostly the physical toxins, things like, besides the mold, you've got other household toxins like, you know, things in your carpet, your furniture, paint, household cleaning products, personal care products. You've got toxins in the air, the food, the water. You've got toxins pretty much from electromagnetic fields, and that's a really big one, by the way. A lot of studies have been done which show that electromagnetic fields make Lyme disease pathogens more active. If you have heavy metals in your body, those conduct with electromagnetic fields, and so they can kind of just all compound one another and then make the symptom picture worse. And so in this book, we describe ways that, just really easy ways that you can remove these toxins from your body and your home, and then things you need to do to keep the toxin levels down. And so we go into things that you can do yourself, things that you need to do with a healthcare practitioner, but it's meant to be an easy read. It's a short book. It's about 125 pages, but it goes over the things that Dr. Cowden and I feel are really important for either attaining a full recovery from a chronic illness or just maintaining health. And this is something that I think we all have to do, whether you have health problems or not, because we just live in a really toxic world today.
Totally. You're singing the right tune. I agree with you. I got better on Cowden Protocol, detox, nutritional support, Rife technology, and spiritual healing. Never touched an antibiotic.
Wow.
Detoxification, I know, it's huge. It's huge. It's sad to say, but those EMFs, I've interviewed Dr. Klinghart, and that's one of his big messages, is these EMFs that have just catapulted in the past 5-6 years, creating a very bad energetic situation for us. And as you said, co-lacing with heavy metals in certain people. This book is fantastic, Connie. I've got to get a copy myself.
Yes.
I've got to get a copy. It should be in everybody's house, because, unless you're living off the grid, way out in the woods, growing organic food, you're exposed to lots of toxins. And also, don't forget, listeners, we create our own toxins.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is, our body actually creates toxin byproducts with cellular respiration and, you know, various bodily functions, and we need to release via lymphatics and kidneys and liver and skin. And if our systems aren't running well, they're sluggish and bogged down, we can't detoxify, especially if we throw other things in there, like Connie just mentioned. So in modern day world, Connie's book is going to be a Bible for us. Really, I really applaud you, Connie. How can people create a toxin-free home and body starting today? Where is it available?
Yeah, it's available on my website, which is ConnieStrasheim.com. My last name is spelled Strasheim. And it's also available at the website for the Academy of Comprehensive Integrative Medicine, and that is ACIMConnect.com. And this is also, by the way, the first in this, what we're calling the Journey to Wellness series. And so we've got two other books that are coming out this summer. One's called Foods That Fit a Unique You, and the other is Bioenergetic Tools for Wellness, which describes healing modalities and energy medicine. And so I just encourage everyone to look out for those books, because they're a compilation of Dr. Cowden's 25 years of experience in working with patients and energy medicine, and my experience, you know, my research and 10-year battle with chronic illness. So they're just fantastic reads. So
I bet. I can't wait. It's fantastic. You're doing something really, you know, life-changing for people,
thank
Connie.
You.
Oh, yes, so true. You've been a beautiful guest today. We've learned so much. We hit a lot of topics, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
We did. We just zoomed along here. And everybody, please reach out to Connie, be part of her prayer group, get her beautiful books. And Connie, I want to ask you one question. This is an important question I like to ask my guests. What has Lyme disease taught you?
Well, it's taught me about what's important in life, and for me, that means a relationship with God and a relationship with people. And it's taught me to slow down, how to take care of myself, not only physically but emotionally and spiritually. And you know, there really are just so many lessons. But it's also taught me, I think, that we've got to learn to embrace the good in order to get rid of the bad, because it's so easy in life to look at what's wrong. And so in order to get well, I think it's important to look at what's right. And by embracing that, it can help us to live happier, healthier lives.
Oh, that's so wisely said.
Thank you, Connie.
Thank you so very much.
Thank
you, Katina. It's been a pleasure being on the show today.
Oh, I've loved having you on the show today. I hope you'll come back and visit with us later in the year. You have such a wealth of knowledge, and I appreciate your beautiful spirit and your willingness to help people make change in their life and to find the resources that you're helping provide them with. This is so needed. Our country's in crisis, the world is in crisis, and someone like you, you're reaching out. There's a handhold of support with your work. So thank you, Connie, for joining me on Limelight Radio.
Oh, thank you, Katina. It's great what you're doing, too. This is just awesome.
You're very welcome. So, audience, I hope you enjoyed our show. If you've missed any part of it, visit limelightradio.com. You can listen to the archive. Connie will be on podcast forever there and also available on iTunes. This is Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. Join us again next week. Thank you, everyone.
You've been listening to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready for some of the most provocative conversation with leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. If you've missed any part of this hit radio show, visit LimelightRadio.com. That's LimelightRadio.com. We'll see you next week on Limelight Radio with Katina Makris.
Then I go to my brother, and I say, brother, help me, please.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world. Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol oral-sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high-quality homeopathic, such as Pecanus bigeric remedies, to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.